Good day, beloved children of God. This is Father Ivan Olmo of St. Mary Catholic Church and School. Today we will be reflecting on the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verses 1 through 15. Please join me now in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went across the Sea of Galilee. A large crowd followed him because they saw the signs he was performing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. The Jewish feast of Passover was near. When Jesus raised his eyes and saw that a large crowd was coming to him, he said to Philip, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" He said this to test him, because he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what good are these for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people recline." Now there was a great deal of grass in that place. So the men reclined, about 5,000 in number. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them to those who were reclining, and also as much of the fish as they wanted. When they had had their fill, he said to his disciples, "Gather the fragments left over, so that nothing will be wasted." So they collected them and filled 12 wicker baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves that had been more than they could eat. When the people saw the sign he had done, they said, "This is truly the prophet, the one who is to come into the world." Since Jesus knew that they were going to come and carry him off to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain alone. Heavenly Father, we love you and we thank you. And we beg you to please open our lips to praise your holy name. Cleanse our mind and our hearts of any evil, worthless, and distracting thoughts, feelings, or desires. Please, we beg you, give us the wisdom and the love to pray now and pray always with attention, reverence, and true devotion. Sweet Father, may our prayer, this poor little prayer, be heard in your presence, for it is offered through Christ, your beloved Son, our beloved Lord. Amen. There's so many different ways for us to contemplate on Scripture, to really take Scripture to prayer, to invoke the Holy Spirit, and allow the Lord to truly speak to us. Remember, in prayer, we tend to speak to the Lord, but in Scripture and through Scripture, the Lord speaks to us. And there are different forms of prayer with Scripture. Certainly we have Lectio Divina, we have the Liturgy of the Hours, we simply can just spend some quiet time with Scripture itself. One of the ways that I tend to look at Scripture is as a picture. I love looking at religious art, and I can always get lost in it and find Scripture passages within the artwork. And at times I can always wonder, what was the inspiration of the artists? Like perhaps what Scripture were they reading that gave them this beautiful inspiration to put this image on canvas and on art? And so for us, Scripture paints an image for us to look at. It's a way for us to contemplate all the different ways that God communicates to us through His words. His words form a picture, as Jesus formed pictures in our minds when He spoke to us in parables. What Jesus was doing was trying to engage our imagination to be able to contemplate these things, to try to see in our hearts and in our minds what the kingdom of God looks like and what it would be like and what it is like. And I think today's gospel passage does that for us, that it is a collage of different images, a collage of different Scripture passages that have been beautifully brought together in a collection, almost like a mural, where you look at a mural and there's just a collection of all different memories, but collectively it works together because it's telling a story. We're able to see within the image all the different hidden things that the artist hid for us to be able to find and discover and uncover when we're contemplating on the beautiful image that is set before us. This image invokes so many different stories within the gospel. They're almost like little hyperlinks that take us from one gospel to another scripture passage to another, and we go all through it, and eventually it gives us this beautiful mural. And I think that's what we're dealing with. Because Scripture passages, when I think of this gospel, I think of the Lord saying, let the children come to me. Don't send them away. Let them come to me. For the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. But also it makes me think of another Scripture passage where Jesus says, come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourself. Also, I think of when Jesus sees this crowd, once again, He is moved with pity for them. He's moved with compassion for them because they are like sheep without a shepherd. And so many different more images we have in here. We can also imagine how Jesus would have sent out His disciples, and He would have sent them into the world saying, take nothing with you. No money bag, no second tunic, just a walking stick. Take nothing with you. Become dependent on God. Rely on God to give you everything that you need. And don't worry. Have no anxiety whatsoever. Don't worry what you're going to say, because at that moment, the words will be given to you, because it will be the Spirit of my Father speaking through you. Go and receive the hospitality of God's people, and may your peace be with them. And then they come back, and you can see Jesus wants to take them away. They're tired, they're restless from ministering to all God's people. And Jesus wants to take them up the mountain. Come away with me. Come spend some quiet time with me. Come, come be with the Father. Rest in the Father's arms. Allow the Father to speak to your hearts, to nourish you, to refresh you, to replenish you, to rejuvenate you, so that you can go back out and do the Father's work, to continue working in His vineyard. And you can see that Jesus is about to take them up the mountain, and the prayer is interrupted. Because Jesus, as He's raising His eyes to heaven, He sees the people in the distance, and they're coming to Him because their hope is in Jesus. No one has ever spoken to them the way this man speaks, that when He speaks to them, their hearts are set on fire. And no one is doing what He's doing. We hear that He's worked awesome signs in healing the sick. He's taken care of all those who are mentally, physically, and spiritually ill. Remember, these are sheep without a shepherd. They are the lost people of Israel. And in Jesus, they find someone who's compassionate, someone who cares, someone who can help them, someone who can assist them. And now they want to come to Him for everything, for all their needs. And Jesus is moved with pity for the crowd. He's moved with compassion. He's tired Himself. He simply wants to go rest in the arms of the Father. But this is why He came. He came to heal the brokenhearted. He came to bring liberty to those who are captive and oppressed. He's come to set them free. And His heart is moved with them. And so He wants to teach His disciples a great lesson here. It's a beautiful lesson about trust. A beautiful lesson about dependency on God. To give everything to God, what little that we can, and God will multiply it. He will make it abundant. And so Jesus asked them, where can we get enough to eat? What He's saying is, I don't want to abandon these sheep. I don't want to abandon them. I want to feed them. We once again could hear Jesus speaking to all the disciples' hearts, do you love me? Do you love me? He wants us all to say, yes, Lord, we love you. Then He says, feed my sheep. Give them something to eat. Give them some prayer. Give them some scripture. Give them some words of encouragement. Give them some hope. But don't send them away empty-handed. Don't worry about what you're supposed to say, He says, or to do. It'll be my Father's Spirit working through you. Jesus wants to remind them, I sent you out and I gave you nothing. Everything that you did was given to you. And now simply ask me and I will do for you. They don't know where to go and they don't know to ask for Jesus. But we could see Andrew is starting to trust Jesus, isn't he? And he's able to bring to Jesus what little he has. We have 5 barley loaves and a couple of fish. Once again, here's that hyperlink for us to consider and ponder this great mural of different images, a collage of images that we have. The fish once again remind us of the great catch, remind us of the call of the disciples. Remind us that at that time, they could catch no fish. But Jesus shows them the way. He is the way. He shows them how to obtain more fish and how to feed the people. To simply come to Jesus, and Jesus will show them the way, the truth, and the life. And so once again, the fish reminds us, and we will see the fish again. When Jesus would say to them, you know, in the resurrection, children, beloved children, have you caught anything to eat? Are you still looking for fish? I can still show you the way, the truth, and the life. I can always show you where the fish, where the grace is, where God's mercy is. I can show you where it all is, but just come to me, all you who are laboring and are burdened, come to me. Let the children come to me. As he said, come and follow me. We always have to realize we're dependent on Jesus for everything, that he will supply for all our needs, and he would supply in abundance. The fish remind us also of that beautiful Christian image of who we are, that we are Christian, that we too have to allow ourselves to be multiplied through the grace and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The bread once again reminds us of the manna in the desert, that the people too were hungry, that they were following Moses, and they continued to complain to the Lord. Wouldn't it be great if we were back in captivity, if we were back in slavery, if we were back in Egypt? At least we had bread and fish there as well. And Jesus says, no, I am the true bread of life. I am the manna that's come down from heaven. He reminds us now in the Eucharist that has been broken for us, that has been given to us, that continues to supply for our nourishment, because Jesus, as he promised, is always with us. He will remain with us. We just simply have to come to him and ask him to assist us with all our needs. The image of the grass reminds us of an open field. Reminds us again of the sheepfold. It's a place where the sheep can come and recline and repose and rest. Come to me, all you who labor and burden, and I will give you rest. Jesus has everybody recline. Recline for us is to be reposed. And one of the things that repose means for us is to be without stress, to be at peace. Jesus is showing us mass in this image, that to repose is to simply rest in the Lord and allow for the Lord to care for our needs, for our nourishment, for our illnesses, for our things that we are concerned about, worried about. We just simply need to come to Jesus, and he will take care of all our needs. And then we have this great image of the Eucharistic feast. We have a great image of the Last Supper once again, where Jesus is instituting for us the Holy Eucharist, the Holy Banquet, where he takes the bread, he blesses it, he gives thanks, he breaks it, and he gives it to the disciples, he gives it to his priest, and he gives it to them to continue to learn from him, to take the bread, to bless it, to give thanks, to break it, and allow Jesus to multiply it, as he once again did in this great miracle. The fragments left over remind us again of the Blessed Sacrament when it is reposed in the tabernacle, that it is reserved for those who are homebound, those who are sick, those who are unable to come to Mass, that in Jesus there's always plenty left over for everyone, because he satisfies all our needs.